Jessica Phoenix is an Olympic equestrian rider from Uxbridge. Julie Fitzgerald is her sister, and together they've written a book called Rise, the Jessica Phoenix story. It's about her strength of faith and strength of character through a pretty scary injury. Julie and Jessica are with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing well. Thank you. Now, Julie, why did you decide to get Jessica's story into a book?
So this is a book that we decided to write after the Rio Olympics. At that point, Jessica had overcome so many obstacles in her life, including near-fatal injuries, political injustice with Team Canada's selection for the Rio Olympics. So she had just overcome so many things that were inspiring the people around her who knew the story personally. And we thought, you know what, this is the time to get this book going and get it out to the general public so we can be that kind of encouragement for readers.
So Jessica, describe a typical event for you on the horse.
So I compete in the sport of three-day eventing, and it's a triathlon of horse and rider. So the first day is dressage, where each horse and rider complete the exact same dressage test, and each movement is scored out of 10 marks. And then our third day of competition is show jumping, which is the one that most people can connect with the most. So the horse and rider all do the same course, and your goal is to not have any jumping faults, so to not knock any rails down, and it just tests the horse's ability to come back after galloping a long time the day prior and jump the fences cleanly.
Wow. Okay, now Julie, what happened to Jessica? What was her biggest obstacle to overcome?
So I think the biggest obstacle that Jessica has faced was a catastrophic accident that she had in New Jersey in 2015. She was on course competing, and the horse that she was on took a misstep and fell over the jump and landed on her, and she was on the cross-country course. So they were galloping, and I believe there was a ditch on the other side. So the horse landed on her, and she had severe injuries, including a broken sacrum, which is the triangular bone at the base of your spine. She had broken ribs, punctured lung, lacerated liver, and severe concussion. So she was in the ICU in New Jersey and then medevaced to Sunnybrook about a week later. She had to undergo several surgeries, and she was only 8 weeks away from the Toronto Pan Am Games. And at this point, she was the reigning gold medalist, so she was very determined to get there, although the doctors said, you know, this is impossible with the injuries that you have. There's no way that you can make it back in time that you can recover. A lot of prayer happened around Jessica during this time. She never gave up on her dream of going to those Toronto Pan Ams and defending that gold medal. And miraculously, she made a full recovery that the doctors could not explain. They cleared her to go back to riding, and she rode in those Toronto Pan Am Games, and she won the silver medal. So it was a pretty amazing comeback, and everybody was following it who was at those Pan Am Games, and it actually made the top 10 best moments of the Toronto Pan Am Games, according to the Toronto Star.
My goodness. Do you remember it happening, Jessica?
I remember every single moment of that.
Ooh, wow. Okay, well, talk about the role that your faith played in your recovery from all that.
Yeah, I think faith was my biggest motivator, just feeling in my heart that this is what God wanted me to do. And I can remember sitting in my hospital bed in Toronto and just feeling like nothing was moving quickly enough. And I said to the doctor that was working on my case that day, I said, I want every single doctor that is working on me in this room at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and I want a plan written on the board so that I know exactly the timeline of how I'm going to get out of this hospital and get back to training. And miraculously, everyone showed up the next morning at 9 a.m. And honestly, it took less than 5 minutes for them to tell me which treatments I was going to get, the time of my surgeries, and within 5 minutes, we had that done, and I was out of that hospital, getting the clear go-ahead to get back on the horse, and that's how I made my way back to those Pan Am Games.
Wow. And the 2020 Olympics are coming up. How's your training going for that?
So we actually just got back from a competition in Ocala, Florida, and I now have 3 horses qualified for the Tokyo Olympics. So we are just going into a little bit of an off season, and we head back down to Florida the beginning of January to start training, and we go into training camps with our Olympic team starting middle of January.
Well, we wish you all the best in the Olympics. And the book is called Rise, The Jessica Phoenix Story. Thank you guys for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks, Todd. We appreciate it.